Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a Paychex company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is Friday. What do we get to do each Friday? We talk with Jeff Pitts. He's the managing editor at City View Magazine. We talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Our hyper local activity director.
New, I like that.
A new title.
Hyper local activity director.
All right. Boost in pay.
I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go. Shane, do you hear that? A little boost in pay here for the activity director.
Activity director.
Yeah, I like it.
Mm. I like that.
All right. Well, it is the Independence Day weekend.
And is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Birthday?
Yeah, sort of. I know that because idiots have been shooting fireworks off for days.
Days. Is that right?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
What's your arsenal look like?
I have nothing. I got nothing.
How many M80s?
I got nothing. You know, we used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, put M80s under a tin can and blow them up and all that kind of stuff.
But we have much irresponsible.
Yes. Yeah. We haven't done that in a long, long time. I wonder when that phone's going to quit ringing.
I kind of like it.
You like it? Jeez. You know, just not doing very well today.
You can take that.
Huh?
You can take it.
What?
You want to take that right now? Phone.
The phone? No, I don't want to talk to anybody. People call me all the time. You know, about my car warranty. I have a 15-year-old car, and these people, hi, this is Susan. We were just checking your car warranty, and we see it's out of date. Well, it's been out of date for 10 years, you idiot. Ugh, car warranties. And if it's not that, it's your Google listing is not up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're calling about health insurance. Go away.
So you answer the phone.
Oh, I do. I have to. I have a business. Well, so I am. Yeah, I do. I answer the phone all the time. It's all these idiots, you know. Hi, this is Sally. Checking out your car warranty. Yeah, right.
Is your car under warranty?
No, it's 15 years old.
All the more reason.
You're right. All right.
All right, you ready to get through this?
Let's go.
Because we have
a bunch of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of parades going on.
A lot of parades, fireworks, a lot of 4th of July activities. Sunset of the Boulevard tonight. So this is at Adventureland in Altoona, Electric Shock and Not Quite Brothers play.
Electric Shock?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's different than
Not Quite Brothers.
Gunpowder Shock.
All right.
Good Guys, Speedway Motors, Heartland Nationals starts today, runs through the weekend.
Yeah.
Fireworks, swap meet.
I would love to go. Where's this at?
It's at the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Kid Zone, watermelon eating contest.
There you go.
Should be a spitting contest.
Seed spitting?
Yeah. You ever
spit seeds?
Yeah. For distance?
No.
I've won a couple contests.
Yeah.
But it's hard to find seeds, watermelons with seeds now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hybrid seedless watermelons.
Pain. That's probably why they're doing the eating contest.
Yeah, right.
Model car show, live entertainment. There's a ton of stuff. This is like
it's
giant.
Huge. This
event.
Is big.
It's like giant.
I'd like to go. You know, because I just enjoy looking at some of these vintage cars and these. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, American Dream Machine, you know, downtown.
Yeah.
I love that place. It's great. All right.
If you could have any classic car, do you have one?
Yeah, I know exactly what I'd have.
What would it be?
It would be a Thunderbird, 1957 T-Bird, with a round porthole window, convertible. You know, it's got a hardtop, but it folds back into the trunk. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the fastest you've ever driven.
I think it was 115 miles an
hour. Wow.
I was coming back from an event in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it was me and a Stingray. 115, baby. I was crazy was what it was. I mean, when you get to that speed, the car like floats.
Yeah.
You know, this is stupid. Stupid things that you do when you're a kid.
Oh, boy. All right. Des Moines Metro Opera's summer festival season's going on.
Nice.
Through July. The musical thriller Sweeney Todd is playing, as are other shows.
All right.
This plays at in Indianola at the Metro Opera.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. Queen of Spades is also playing. That's the one I got my eye on.
Yeah?
I've never been to an opera.
Never been to an opera?
No.
Oh.
I would like to go.
All right.
Anyway, moving on. Now that you know my list of hopes and dreams.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. It's not one thing, it's another, you know.
Big Country Bash goes this weekend.
That too?
Yep.
There's
another
just,
big party.
Yep. I don't think there's enough people.
Enough to go around,
right,
spread all
yeah,
these events?
Because we got parades, we've got the car show, we've got Country Bash. Wow.
If you want something to do, this is the weekend. Long weekend for a lot of people.
Yep.
So this is in St. Charles. John Party, Lee Bryce, Brett Young, Scott McCreery, Ingrid Andress, and others will perform.
All right.
Outdoor festival.
Outdoors.
Let's see. Dallas County Fairgrounds is having events this weekend. Saturday in particular is Red, White, Blue, and Autograph Night. There's car racing down there.
Ah.
I think they have the figure eight track.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun. I used to be on a fair board, and we'd have figure eight races.
What's the liability insurance cost on something like that?
What do you mean we need insurance?
So I have a bunch of parades and stuff. Do we want to go through all these, or is this
how many
they're pretty much all going on?
Yeah, they are.
I think I can just say that. The one in your area, it's pretty much on.
Right.
So
Urbandale, Windsor Heights.
Waukee.
West Des Moines.
I'm not sure if they're having their parade, but...
Who's that?
West Des Moines.
Yeah, they are.
Are they? Okay.
It's on the 3rd. Kicks off at 6:30, as a matter of fact.
All right. You know the parade schedule.
Man, I'm down with it.
You should be the activities director.
No. No. Yeah, it's... Urbandale's in the morning. Windsor Heights is in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then at 6:30, kicks off the West Des Moines parade.
All right.
Yeah.
West Des Moines also has that All-Iowa Bash in Valley Junction.
Oh, yeah?
The biggest street party of the year, it says.
Really? What day? When is that?
That's July 3rd. That'd be Saturday.
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Do you know that Windsor Heights has a big 4th of July thing going on?
Like what?
Fireworks. Mm-hmm. The band.
Parade at 4.
Yeah, parade at 4. But the band.
What band?
Is a Faculty Lounge.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're good. They are really
what goes on in that lounge?
You know, when I was in school, the faculty lounge was just blue with cigarette smoke. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. And so they have curtains on it. At our school, that's the way it was.
So you couldn't see
curtains. Those big industrial doors back then had the window in them. Right. They put curtains over it.
Open the door and blue smoke rolls out. Gee, Mr. Peterson.
Could you smoke in the classrooms in your day?
No.
Airplanes, though.
Yeah. I mean, is that crazy?
It seems just unthinkable.
Right.
But it wasn't that long ago.
No.
Restaurants, too. Which long ago at all.
No. Both my parents smoked.
When was the last time someone said to you, smoking or not?
Nope. Never. I mean, not for years. So both my parents smoked.
Yeah.
We get in a car to go someplace.
Boy.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. We're in the back seat, my brother and I.
Yeah.
And they're up there puffing away.
Yeah.
And you open up the door and blue smoke rolls out, you know.
So that was my grandparents.
Ugh.
Yep.
All right. Parades and stuff.
Parades and stuff. Music Under the Stars is going on at the West Capitol Mall. This will be July 4th, so the Sunday Des Moines Metro Concert Band and Big Band play. Iowa Cubs play. So we're into next week. Iowa Cubs play. And then I'm going to go back and do fireworks if we want to. But, yeah, the Iowa Cubs play Tuesday night. They take on the St. Paul Saints.
Hate them.
That's the Twins support organization.
See, that's even more of a reason not to like them because they belong to the Twins.
Twins. You have a baseball team? Like Tigers?
Yeah, well, Tigers, yeah, sure. I don't know how they're doing. I don't keep up. You know,
that's kind of how I am with the Cubs. Okay, moving on. We have Zoo Brew going on at Blank Park Zoo.
Next week?
Costs $19,000 a day to take care of the animals.
You told me that one day. Yeah, that's incredible.
And apparently, they lost some money over that pandemic, so they need this is their biggest fundraiser of the year. It goes on Wednesdays, through the month of July. Through August, actually. So.
Zoo Brew. Blank
Get out there
Park
you can.
Zoo.
July 7th. That's Wednesday. Love of Anna Mules is playing. It's a Civic Music Association.
Okay.
Band, I guess. Should be good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Des Moines Menace play Wednesday also.
Soccer.
Yep. Chicago FC United at Valley Stadium, 7 p.m. On the pitch.
That is such a pretty stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's beautiful. It's
incredible. For a high school stadium.
Yeah, it looks pro.
Yeah. Valley Junction Farmers Market this week. Gimmick will play.
Gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
I was there last week.
How'd it go?
Yeah, it was excellent.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is it...
My friend
is it back
got off
to,
my lawn.
Back to what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
And then Thursday, Architecture on the Move.
Oh, another one of those tours?
Tours in downtown, yeah.
Those are neat.
At Capitol Square, starts at 5:30 p.m. And how about this? Des Moines Challenge.
What is that?
This is the Pro Elite Frisbee Golf thing. They don't call it Frisbee. Disc Golf.
Disc Golf.
It's coming this weekend. So this not this 4th of July weekend, but the next
weekend.
Des Moines Challenge, it's called. Some local golf courses, primarily Indianola, I think. So there'll be
disc golf.
Yeah. Pros.
Big deal.
It's kind of fun.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. See how good they are.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they are good. Apparently. Even just I don't disc golf a ton, so I'm terrible. But when I do go, you see inevitably you run and you see somebody that's really good.
Really?
And they're just really it's just amazing. And so these guys are probably even
amazinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Way ahead of them. All right, so fireworks.
Yeah.
The big ones, Rendezvous on Riverview, that's Friday, that's tonight, at the new Prairie Meadows Riviera stage at Riverview. This is on 710 Corning. It's on the north side at the old Riverview Park.
Okay.
Also tonight, the iCubs play the Indianapolis Indians. I must have missed this on the regular.
Oh,
so and there'll be fireworks following
tonight.
The game.
Friday night's fireworks.
I probably put it here instead of there. That makes sense. Let's see. Also, then Saturday in Altoona at Prairie Meadows, there is fireworks. Waukee fireworks on Saturday. Windsor Heights Saturday at dusk at Colby Park. Sunday, Altoona Adventureland has fireworks. Sunday, Grimes, the South Sports Complex. Sunday, Grinnell. Sunday, Norwalk. This is all at dusk at your local places. Urbandale, Waukee. West Des Moines, all on Sunday. Then Tuesday, again, at Principal Park following the game.
Okay, wow.
That's all I could find for fireworks.
That's it,
That's
huh?
a bunch.
Yeah. We got a lot of fireworks. I read an article just the other day that said, looking for fireworks, they're hard to find because many of them are made in China.
Mm-hmm.
And because we got these slow boats to China these days, you know, and the containers are tough to come by. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So apparently there's a shortage of fireworks. I had no idea.
Did the Chinese, invent gunpowder? Or, I mean, do you invent gunpowder or discover it?
No, you made
invent it.
Yeah, I used to make that.
Did they do that?
Yeah, I think so.
And now they make the fireworks. That makes sense. Right.
Yeah, I had a chemistry set when I was a kid. I would make gunpowder. Oh, yeah.
Blow anything up?
Of course. Oh, boy. All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, he is the managing editor of City View Magazine, talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines Metro this week and into next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, let's get out of here. We got a weekend to get into for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.